Hey, it's TJ, and when the famous company Cozy Earth begged me to endorse one of their products, I said, okay, I'll do it. And I absolutely love my Bubble Cuddle Blanket from Cozy Earth. It's so soft, it's so heavy, it's fantastic. Now, you can get my big discount on all their products, but if you want to get a Bubble Cuddle Blanket of your own and save 41%, go to tjriggins.com/deals. tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ. Don't miss out on this huge savings.
Hey, it's Tech D Rob, and I am always looking for deals on food. And one of the things I don't get to talk about enough are sweets. Well, Molly B's cookies are about to take care of both of those things. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the Molly B's logo to get 10% off these huge cookies. Lots of great flavors to choose from. The Big Joe, the Pina Colada, and the Hot Mess, which has Flamin' Hot Cheetos in it. And those are just a few of the current selections. It's always a good time for cookies, especially with the holidays coming. Get the best deal on Molly B's cookies now at tjriggins.com/deals and just click on the Molly B's logo.
Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Friday. It's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And that means Riggins' funny song, where he talks about all of the funny things that have gone on through the funny week on the funny TJ and Riggins show and the funny popular culture. It better be funny. Riggins' Week in Review, go.
And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. We went to Ace's funeral service over the weekend. The whole thing was pretty striking. I do have one small criticism. Not enough pyro for his liking.
Yeah, there was a little, but not nearly enough.
Not nearly enough. We released an Ace t-shirt benefiting our charity. Ace would have wanted it that way, no doubt. But if we really made a shirt he liked, all the hoots would be cut out. Ace did love the charity. I mean, that's what he loved to do. Helping others was his number one passion, then butts on Yetis at number two. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. Today is National Public Sleeping Day, encouraging people to go out and sleep in the sun. But I'm sure if you asked a homeless person, they would tell you it's not that fun. Gene Hackman passed away. It's an unfortunate news I have to share. He was in so many incredible movies and a few snuff films here and there.
Oh, I didn't.
A lot of people don't know that. A couple of them. Check his IMDb. Gail King and Katy Perry are going to space, for which I don't know if they're well suited. It's one small step for man and one giant leap for stupid. And this is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you. My mom dropped off a ton of food for me on Monday, and I accepted it because I'm not rude. But it's interesting that when she sees me, she thinks, he needs a little more food. I'm talking meatballs and chicken wings, and I'm having the chicken parm tonight, pot roast, lasagna, and ribs. Not a vegetable in sight. Today is also National Tooth Fairy Day. Losing teeth is usually temporary. Unless you're from Louisiana, where she was replaced by the Spit Cup Fairy. This is my song. It's called The Week in Review. It's a week's worth of shows summarized for you. No special effects and no auto-tune. Just me and my guitar performing for you.
Yeah.
Very good.
You did it.
Yeah, the Louisiana... toothless joke.
A little toothless Louisiana stuff.
Yeah.
So we have a special guest here today. Her name is Alexis. You may remember her as a member of the Ace and TJ show, now the TJ and Riggins show. She's one of our friends.
As a lot of other things, you would remember her.
Well, possibly. Maybe we can get into that. But
as a doo-doo head. Yeah,
She's got some important updates about what we're doing with Peyton's Promise and Ace's Honor. So we're going to let her come in and tell you all about it coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
The Radio Family Charity was started to get immediate assistance to the TJ and Riggins Radio Family in times of need. Whether that was bringing Christmas to the town of Old Fort, North Carolina, or to the Appalachian Mountain area after Hurricane Helene, the Radio Family Charity is here to help. The Radio Family Charity would not be possible without great sponsors like FS Drinks Simple Boba. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for more information.
You want to talk about socks? Yes, I do. Tico Socks makes the very best socks you can buy. Tico Socks is one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Whatever your adventure may be, running, walking, hiking, skiing, Tico Socks has the perfect sock for you. Tico Socks is offering our radio family 15% off your order at tjriggins.com/deals. Use promo code TJ at checkout to save 15% on your Tico Socks order. tjriggins.com/deals.
Hey, it's TJ, and yes, my wife Jody continues to talk about how great these painless stilettos from Protégé Footwear are. They were developed by a woman from MIT, and Jody says that they are absolutely painless. You can save 30% on them right now when you go to tjriggins.com/deals and use the promo code TJ. It's almost like getting three pairs of shoes in one because you can switch out the straps on them. So 30% off, tjriggins.com/deals with the promo code TJ for Jody's painless stilettos.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
Kensho cocktails by RSRV Collective are premium non-alcoholic drinks. Now, they're crafted to deliver bold, sophisticated flavors inspired by classic cocktails, but with alcohol-free indulgence. Now, my wife Jody turned me on to this, and you can get a huge discount, 30% off right now, when you use the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals. That's 30% off with the code TJ at tjriggins.com/deals.
All guests of the TJ and Riggins Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Enjoy this beautiful new hotel in the South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. You'll stay in a gorgeous modern room surrounded by fantastic restaurants, specialty boutiques, and some awesome breweries. They'll host your business meetings and weddings too. No one does it quite like the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Book your stay at tjriggins.com/Hyatt. Experience the lively history and energetic vibe of Charlotte from the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Hey, I'm Riggins, and I'm not a foot freak like those weirdos on the internet, but I am a freak about footwear. My dad sold socks for decades, and I know everything about feet. I'm not kidding. And now I'm super excited to tell you about Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands in the world. Tico Socks are designed for all your adventures, running, walking, hiking, skiing, cycling. Experience the comfort and durability of Tico Socks on your next adventure. Head over to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ to save 15% off your Tico Socks order.
Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
So since Ace's passing almost 3 weeks ago, we've been, you know, trying to really look at things from a perspective of remembering him in positive ways. Like I said the other day, it's my goal from here on out to always bring memories to people that make them smile or laugh when they're thinking about Ace. And Ace's thing that he was
most proud of and most enthusiastic about was our charity stuff. We both have always been that way. And so we have a charity that's named after his daughter, who was killed in a car wreck several years ago. And now to really step things up in that way for Peyton's Promise, we have Alexis, who's been a member of our show for several years now. She's in charge of making sure that Peyton's Promise gets stepped up a notch. And so what are you here to blabber about today, Alexis?
So we are obviously, like you just said, wanting to step up with Peyton's Promise. So we're going to work with a bunch of different causes throughout the year. But to start off in March, a few years ago, I introduced Sunny's story to you guys and to the radio family. So Sunny was a 10-year-old girl who was diagnosed with DIPG, which is an aggressive and incurable brain tumor. And we presented her story on How Can We Help You Wednesday. She had just been diagnosed 3 days after her birthday. She passed March of last year. And I have gotten in contact with her mom, who started a nonprofit. Her mom helps other families that are getting the same diagnosis with resources, as well as raising money to help with funeral cost or treatment, or just being able to allow parents to take time off from work to spend time with their kids. Sunny was a very full of life child. I went to one of their charity events that they had, and she just captured me from the very beginning. She was very sassy, very full of life. And DIPG, just, it's a tumor that sits on the stem of your brain. Mm-hmm. So it eventually takes away all of your motor skills, to where you can't walk, you can't eat. And it's just, it's very sad to see. It only happens in children. So for this month of March, we're going to share Sunny's story throughout our social media. I'm going to introduce her to the radio family so you guys can get to know her, have a lot of content about her. Like I said, she was just a very funny, very sassy little girl. And we want to bring awareness to DIPG. There is no treatment right now. Mm-hmm. So when parents get that diagnosis, they have different trials they can choose from, but none of them, you know, are going to actually cure them. You just prolong life. Exactly. They're trials. Mm-hmm. So we want to bring awareness to DIPG as well, because a lot of people don't know what it is, but many kids are suffering from it.
Okay. And that's the beauty of the way we have Peyton's Promise set up, is that we can use Peyton's Promise's resources to partner with any type of need that we see and that our board approves, as far as other, you know, established charities and things like that. And so isn't there an event coming up?
Yeah.
Quickly, we got about 30 seconds.
March 29th, there's going to be a car show. You can go to tjriggins.com/strong to find all about it. But Riggins is going to be a celebrity judge. We're going to be there. So if you want to find out more, tjriggins.com/strong.
A judge of a car competition, like a classic car kind of thing?
Car show.
Well, that says Riggins all over it. All right, so go to tjriggins.com, get all that information.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and the people at Cozy Earth are thrilled with all the people who have bought that bubble cuddle blanket that I've been promoting. And as you know, I get a special discount for you, the highest discount that any influencer gets, which is 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout. People are also loving the bamboo bedding and pajamas. A lot of celebrities like those, but that doesn't matter. I like them. I'm the only celebrity you need to worry about. Go to tjriggins.com/deals. Use the code TJ at checkout for that big 41% discount on everything at Cozy Earth.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
The Week in Review is sponsored by LaCure, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
TJ Riggins Prime Plus members get all of the shows commercial free, plus a segment called Extra Extra Funny, all for the low, low price of $4.99 a month or $54.89 for a 12-month subscription. Sign up at the Media Center at tjriggins.com.
This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So, to my surprise, I keep my dog behind a baby gate upstairs. I don't keep him in a crate anymore because we've crossed that bridge, and he seems to be fine.
He's 9 years old.
He's about to pass.
Cross that bridge.
Yeah, and I also want to be away from my house for a little bit longer. It's nice to have a life, you know, back a little bit. So, I got this baby gate. And it's worked out perfectly. And he's always waiting there at the gate for me when I go upstairs to let him out. Yesterday morning, I get back from work. And guess who's waiting at the door when I walk in? Riley, my dog. So I immediately sense, well, something went terribly wrong. It's a baby gate. It's not complicated. Mm-hmm. But then I also find a Tupperware lid. And it is chewed up beyond recognition, but it was this bright blue that I recognized immediately. So he got out, and it's the first thing he's destroyed. He's not a chewer of remotes or socks or anything like that. But he tore up a Tupperware lid. I still don't know where he got it, and it is still a mystery on how he escaped from his upstairs domain.
I don't know where he got it. I mean, it's not yours?
I'm assuming it's mine, but I don't know if – I mean, I have my Tupperware in a cabinet. So and it wasn't open. I don't know where it came from. Or
that means I think somebody's been in your house playing with him using a Tupperware lid as a frisbee.
Very possible.
An indoor frisbee.
As long as you treat him well, I don't care if you break him. Uh-huh. What's the craziest thing your dog ate? I know Alexis's dogs were constantly getting in the trash and eating actual garbage.
Yeah, but Dutch ate Legos.
He ate a Lego?
Yeah, and he had to go be monitored at the vet until he passed. And I can't remember.
He passed because of the Lego?
No, until it passed. The Lego passed.
Okay. I was like, what? Yeah.
No, the cancer got him when he passed. But I'm trying to remember how much it costs, that one incident.
Thousands?
Yeah, it was a lot. Yeah.
Was it really?
Yeah, because they had to keep him for several days. And, you know, there was a poop watcher.
We got to watch him poop out the Legos. Right. Oh, my God. Lindsay, did your dogs ever eat anything nuts?
Mine didn't. Mine were so small. I mean, mine were like 5 pounds. But my brother's dog, actually, they took him to the beach and he was digging a hole. But at the time he was digging a hole, the sand was going in his mouth. It solidified in his stomach like cement. And he almost died. They had to cut him open. It was a whole thing. Talk about thousands.
They should have put that on the internet. That would have gone viral.
Yeah.
The procedure. Yeah.
He becomes a concrete mixer, you know, in his stomach. That's insane.
Yeah. Very dangerous for,
But that must have been a dumb dog. Keeping his mouth open, shoveling sand into it.
He's an idiot. He was like.
What did, you were having trouble, Alexis, with the dogs in the trash.
And I still do. We have to be very careful. But not too long ago, he ate a chocolate bar that had Delta 9 in it. So, it was 150 milligrams.
Where in the world would that have come from?
I don't know. I have no idea where you would find that.
Delta 9, for those who don't know, is to explain what
it's like. What's legal in North Carolina as far as traditional THC.
Yeah, so kind of like marijuana.
Did he get sick?
So he was high beyond, like he did not know who we were. He couldn't even stand up. Like he would try to stand up and fall sideways. And we were freaking out, but I went on Reddit and they're like, you just got to let it pass.
Let it ride, so, man. Just
let
like
it ride
humans.
Out, right?
Just don't call 911. Just chill out.
Chill out, bro.
Have some water. Just relax, dude.
Oh, but it was horrible. It was so sad to see him like that. But he didn't learn his lesson. He still gets in the trash. He still eats things.
Well, yeah, he probably is hooked now. It's a gateway.
Yeah.
It's a gateway drug for dogs.
Want more of that.
He's in there looking for crack cocaine.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
So I saw this story. They always put out these things, and I think most morning radio shows talk about this. It's like when Google puts out their stats for the month and whatnot, and it says the things we're Googling the most. I mean, like the what, when, why, where, how, what, you know, that we're Googling.
Yeah.
Which not really, I mean, it's not necessarily, I'm not Googling the stuff that other people are Googling. So what do I care? Yeah. So what I thought we would do is play that fun game that I like, where you put in why do, and then you put a person's race in there to see what pops up. Like why do white people, and then you see what Google provides you.
Okay.
As and since Alexis is here and she's a minority today, I thought that would be give us a lot more content. You're still a minority person, aren't you? Person
last
of
time
color.
I checked, I think so.
Okay. So, so here we go. I didn't know since you got married if you if that changed like your last name. All right. So why do white people, and then underneath it says have blue eyes, wear shorts in the winter. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Not have lips.
Not have lips?
Yeah. You gotta pay for them, okay?
Why do white people not have lips?
Yeah. That's pretty funny.
And then one is, why do white people have straight hair? And why do white people wear shoes in the house?
Now that's
is that
funny.
A white people thing?
Yeah, I guess
wearing
so.
Shoes in the house?
Uh-huh. Yeah, because all my black friends I grew up with had slippers. I mean, nice slippers that they had. Mm-hmm. Like little kids with nice leather slippers that they wore in the house. Like, so let's do, why do Latinas, since that's what Alexis is. Oh, why do Latinas, and then it fills in, like black men, like Hello Kitty. You like Hello Kitty? Oh,
I mean, it's cute, but I'm not obsessed with it.
I love Hello Kitty.
Why do Latinas have curves?
Oh, because we curvy, baby.
Now, you tell me this one doesn't hit, Riggins, okay. As the kids say. Why do Latinas love cheese?
Oh, I love queso.
Alexis does love queso. Cheese, but I didn't know that was like across the...
Yeah, and why do Latinas cover their mouth? What does that mean?
Cover
their mouth, like when you laugh or something? You
I don't know.
I don't know.
Cover their mouth.
So
I like how you say queso.
Queso.
Yeah, she slips into some Spanish every now and then Rob corrects her.
Yeah.
Like he says that she doesn't speak Spanish properly.
Right. Because Rob is the all
like Rob does.
Yeah, apparently he does.
I do.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So
I'm the expert of the show.
So let's see. Why do Asian people age well?
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Why do Asian people live longer? That's a good one.
Yeah.
Why do Asian people have black hair? I don't know.
I would want to really? Do that too. Yeah.
Okay. So do we have time to do black people?
Yeah, I think we're out of time.
Why do black people? Why do black, a lot of his hair. Why do black people have curly hair? Why do black people wear bonnets?
Yes. To go to sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Keep their hair
yeah. So
hair.
It's like a nightcap kind of thing. Okay. Yeah. Why do black people drive Nissans?
What?
Nissans?
That's so specific.
I've never noticed that.
I haven't either.
I haven't either.
Not sure if that's accurate.
Well, we know one black guy drives a PT Cruiser because Alexis gave it to him.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
It's her boyfriend.
The TV's in the back.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Point and stare at TJ and Riggins anytime you want on YouTube. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
I was going to save this story for Extra Funny, which is a... it's a separate podcast that we do on our app every day or on our homepage. If you don't have all of that stuff, go to tjriggins.com or wherever you listen to podcasts and you can get this. Extra Funny is something that we do that's not radio formatted. So it's pretty free, open conversation. And we talk about things have more of an adult conversation because it's not regulated or anything like that. So usually these types of stories we hold for that, but this is not that bad. This, and especially since it's later in the morning, the kids are in school.
Okay.
There was a soccer game about to take place in Germany, and the referee was checking the members of the soccer team. And there was a little boy, a toddler, kind of little kid, out there on the field stretching and playing and all that kind of stuff. And evidently, I don't know anything about soccer, especially foreign soccer, but they were checking IDs or something to make sure you matched up with the team that you're supposed to be on and all that. These are adults. But the kid runs over while the ref is doing this and bites him on his, one of his boys.
What?
Ew, what?
And they had to cancel the game. The ref could not go on and have the game because that kid bit him. And he said it was in the article, he specified the left one.
I was about to ask, which one is
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Because evidently, I've never understood why men think that one's more important than the other. You know?
Yeah.
You know, that was a Southern thing too. It just came from a Southern phrase. I give my left, you know, whatever. But yeah, it did happen to be the left one. Who?
What?
Whose kid would be doing that?
Yeah,
probably just mine, actually.
Just out of nowhere. Here's what, both of them are just that, the bad just one.
Just the bad one. I could see Brooks like
a little Wolverine.
It's like, Les, how do they even know that, to do that?
What is
I
that?
Hope that man already had children.
Yeah. But it had to be bad that he had to cancel the game. He couldn't even go on with the game.
Yeah. There's no way I'm letting that kid get that far. If there's no way he can be that quick and me not just be like, what are you doing? And just like popping him on the head.
I can't picture it either, but it happened. It was in a legitimate news publication. And the fact that this game had to be rescheduled, it wasn't just like a rec game. It was some sort of a league.
And these were kids?
No, they were adults.
Oh.
It was somebody's kid that was on the field. It ran out there and did the ref that way. Did him dirty.
Oh, my God.
Did him dirty.
No thanks.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. Available whenever you want it on the TJ and Riggins app. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Man, you know, the support that people give this show is just mind-boggling sometimes. And not just when we're talking about charity things and stuff like that, but even to the point where they just want to be involved to support us with whatever we've got going on. This is an example. Lindsay is going back to her alma mater this weekend in Greenville, North Carolina. She is an East Carolina University graduate. She was on the dance line there, the dance team. And they have an alumni thing going on. Is that a basketball game?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so a friend tagged you in a post about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you reposted that.
Yeah.
That you're going to actually be dancing in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. During the halftime at the men's basketball game. So people are coming out of the woodwork messaging me. I've got tickets to the game. I want to see you in your element. And I'm thinking, in my element, that's a bit.
So, because we have a lot of listeners, radio family members from Bob 93.3 in that area, and so they just hear that Lindsay's going to be at this basketball game, so they go, "We got to go. We got to go watch her dance." But yeah. Lindsay's saying, "I haven't danced in so long that you're worried that they're going to see you and think, oh my God, she looks like a clown show out there."
Right.
Clown show.
So this year the coach sent out the dance like 2 weeks prior. So I've been learning it. It's tough. It's harder than I dance for the NBA too. And we do alumni games. It's harder than any of those I've ever done.
Really?
So, oh yeah, it's tough. I'm like, are you just taking one from the team now and just making us do it? Because, you know, we're shabby. We're rusty. It's our 40th anniversary. So people are going to be older than me, younger than me, you know.
They dumbed it down at all. They just gave y'all a dance that they're doing today, like the college girls are doing today.
Let me put it to you like this. One of the girls on the team sent the dance video for us to learn. And I couldn't keep. I was rewinding. I mean, it's tough.
Oh, that would stress me out. Yeah.
So yeah, you're girl. Expecting it to so, be something like, you know, no more complicated than a Zoom workout or a Zumba workout or something, yeah. Right?
I mean, but, I thought it'd be super simple because there's going to be like 60-year-olds there. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. Well,
are they going to be wearing cheerleading outfits, the 60-year-olds?
No, we just got like t-shirts and, you know, we're mm-hmm. like the oldies but goodies, you know, yeah. type.
I figure if they're going to be older like that, like the 60-year-olds, it would be like they would do it in a pool, like the water aerobics.
Yeah.
That would be fun. Well, good luck. Don't break a hip.
Thanks. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Yes, it was.
The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
Big news for the millennials yesterday afternoon. Shrek 5 was announced. Yeah. Well, it was teased. They announced it a while back, but it was teased in the first little trailer that came out. Mike Myers returning, Eddie Murphy, Cameron
Zendaya.
Diaz.
Is that right? Zendaya?
And Zendaya also making her first appearance in the Shrek franchise.
I haven't seen one since the part 2.
Part two was good.
Yeah, that's the last one I saw.
Maybe even better than the first one. There were a couple misses. Shrek Ever After, happily, or Shrek Ever After, I think was the fourth one. Not as good, but those first two are classics.
My favorite thing that you do, Riggins, is the Spanish version of the Gingerbread Man.
Yeah, there was the. If you ever get a chance, watch the Spanish version of Shrek. It's really funny. Yeah, when the Lord Farquaad comes to interrogate the Gingerbread Man, he said, "No mis botones de comida." Not my gumdrop buttons. And then he says, ¿tú conoces a ping-pong?
Ping-pong?
Sí, ping-pong. You know, it's great. It's really funny.
So good.
But a lot of people are excited for Shrek. You know, having all the original cast members come back, that's an easy paycheck, right?
Yep.
They just got to sit in the studio, record a couple lines. It's a
hit. It's probably fun, too.
And it's probably fun.
Yeah. Wasn't Justin Timberland in one of them? Wasn't he in one of the Shreks?
Was.
Yeah, that was the fourth one.
He was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, now I'll watch it, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if he'll be in this one. You know, he's still a man of the woods. So
that's right. He's still out in the woods trying to find his way out of there.
I'm looking like a big old Shrek today. So.
Yeah, Lindsay's in all green.
You're Fiona. You're more Fiona.
I guess.
Today is National Tooth Fairy Day. National Tooth Fairy Day. Average price of the tooth. We have to announce that on every Tooth Fairy Day. Average price of the tooth actually declined 14%. It's now $5.01 per tooth.
But you know, by average, the Tooth Fairy gives Southern children more than other parts of the country. Southern children get more for their teeth.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that is? More valuable?
Well, maybe that or their permanent teeth.
This one's covered in Mountain Dew. So you get a little bit more.
Yeah, because, you know, there won't be any coming in behind it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I should pull my extra teeth out and see if the Tooth Fairy will come and take mine still.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Wait, why do you...
She has shark teeth.
I got Lindsay. Baby teeth still.
She's got teeth behind her teeth.
Yeah.
Like a shark.
They just never came out. So I have baby teeth all on one side. And when you look at the x-rays, you can see my adult teeth underneath them. Literally, it looks like a shark's mouth.
It's
Wait
terrifying.
A second. Yeah. So they just, and they don't wiggle and come out?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Can you get them taken out and the other ones will come in?
I can. They want to pull them out. So I was like, nah, I'm not doing that.
Yeah. I have so many questions. Okay.
She keeps talking crap to me. They're going to get taken out.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. This is the TJ and Riggins podcast and radio show.
TJ, you know what I just learned?
What?
That it is really loud when we have two women on the show.
You think?
Alexis is back today. Lindsay's here. Alexis is here to talk about Peyton's Promise. And during the commercial, they're just, yep. Oh, my God. Oh, my. And it's just a chorus of, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, you know what's so funny? My husband, Kyle, just texted me at 6, like right when he started the show, and said, "You are so loud today. The kids are going to wake up." I said, "Well, Alexis is here, and we're just like bantering, you know?"
Yeah. Well, now you guys know how it feels on the other side of things, because it's always a lot of guys. And guess what? You guys talk a lot, too, and it's annoying.
Riggins and I don't. We barely talk to each other.
Yeah, right.
We do. Mm-hmm. We don't. I mean, seriously, we barely talk to each other in here. But... I can hear my wife when she's on the phone with somebody, which is probably most of the day, every day. And it echoes through. I mean, it's almost like she thinks that when the other person that's on the phone is in a cave and she's having to yell at them because it's so loud.
Yeah.
But then I hear the other woman on the other end of the phone. I can hear them yelling back too.
Yeah. That's wild.
It's
her
energy.
Sister though. Her sister is just, oh, the loudest redneckish voice coming out of the phone.
Does she, do you have a
home
phone?
But I love her.
Yeah, of course. Do you have a cordless phone in your house? She's talking on her phone.
On her cell phone, yeah.
Yeah, because when I came to your house the other day, she opened the door. She was still talking on the phone. Didn't even say hi to me. Mm-hmm. She just opened the door and was like, come on in. I'm on the phone. And she walks. She like paces. She was pacing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she doesn't stop doing whatever it is she's doing. She was changing the sheets on the bed yesterday, getting ready for our daughter to come. Our daughter's coming in to visit. And so I heard her just going to town, changing sheets and walking all over the house, doing laundry and all that, just talking the whole time.
We are the exact same. I was talking to Jody yesterday on the phone about something, and I said, "Do you mind if I pee? I really got to pee. Is that cool?" And I just like said, we're doing
Well, maybe it was
everything.
You she was talking to that yesterday that was so loud that I could hear.
Probably.
But,
I do not like talking on the phone. I hate it.
I got to set time aside to have to call somebody.
Yeah, I got
to
prepare myself mentally.
I put them on speaker, and then I put the speaker on and then I lay it on my chest while I'm talking so I can still see the TV. Well,
really?
Yeah. So then, it's like right here on my chest with the phone underneath my mouth.
Do you hate when I call you then? Because I'm a talker. I can't text what I got to say.
No, because usually it's stuff I need to know. You know. And then I usually finish with, okay, well, let me call Adam.
That's the worst.
Because a call for me is probably going to result in another call for me.
Yeah,
right.
Somebody else. So,
you just want to nip it in the bud.
Yeah.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.